Good morning, a Tuesday morning. That means Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joins us. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, David.
Let's start with the corruption trial. And this one, since there's two that are going on today, we start with the one that we previewed yesterday, which is the federal trial of Dr. Elaine Calleiros, the head, once head of SUNY Poly, in which we're talking about bid rigging. It looks like from the opening of the trial yesterday that secret emails, as your headline say, may be the key to the case.
Our reporter, Rob Gavin, was in the Manhattan courtroom Monday when a federal prosecutor told jurors that the private emails will prove that the SUNY Polytechnic Institute founder, Elaine Calleiros, and three co-defendants had lied, cheated, and secretly schemed to rig the bids for state contracts worth more than $850 million, steering them to favored developers in Buffalo and Syracuse. The 62-year-old Calleiros sat in a large PAC 26-floor courtroom as Assistant U.S. Attorney David Zhao painted him as a crook whose motivation was to curry favor with the lobbyist Todd Howe, whom he needed to remedy what the prosecutor called a rocky relationship with Governor Andrew Cuomo. Zhao called it a case of lying and cheating to get huge construction contracts worth hundreds of millions of dollars, all paid for by the taxpayers of New York, and he pointed to each defendant as he said it. He said the process was supposed to be open and fair, and the winners were supposed to be competitors, but that didn't happen. And then he said the fix was in Calleiros rigged the competition to make sure the companies he liked would win the massive state contracts. In sharp contrast, Calleiros' attorney, Reid Weingarten, portrayed his client as a man who came to the United States from war-torn Lebanon, describing him as first and foremost a scientist and a hero in Albany with a number of patents to his name, who went on to build a thriving high-tech university. And while he admitted Calleiros could be volatile, paranoid, secretive, and was no saint, Weingarten said he committed no crime. Rather, the man known as Dr. K was duped by Howe, whom he and other defendants called a master criminal whose words and emails cannot be believed. Calleiros and two Syracuse area businessmen and a Buffalo developer are on trial, and the trial is expected to last about 4 weeks.
Mike Spain, Associate Editor of the Times Union, joining us today for this and other stories, including an Amazon fulfillment center planned for Skodak and much, much more. You can go to timesunion.com or simply pick up a copy of the paper. Mike, we'll catch up with you next week.
Okay, David.